This podcast explores graphic and disturbing stories and includes strong language. It therefore may not be suitable for our younger listeners or others who may find it disturbing.
Welcome to the first episode of True Crimes Sports. Each week, we will dive into a true crime story from the world of sports. This week, our first week, we're talking about Michael Jordan, his gambling, his addictions, and unfortunately, the timely death of his father, James Jordan, as written by those who knew and were closest to it. So, let's dive in. In sports history, few names command as much reverence and awe as Michael Jordan. The six-time NBA champion and global icon is hailed as the greatest basketball player of all time. His name synonymous with greatness and glory. Yet, beneath the veneer of fame and success, lies a story shrouded in shadows, a tale of addiction, excess, and the dangerous allure of vice. Michael Jordan's rise to superstardom seemed like a fairy tale come to life. From his humble beginnings in Wilmington, North Carolina, to his meteoric ascent to basketball immortality, Jordan's journey captivated the world. But as the adulation grew louder and the spotlight brighter, so too did the demons that lurked within. For Jordan, the trappings of fame proved to be a double-edged sword. While he basked in the adoration of millions, he also found himself ensnared by the temptations that fame afforded. Chief among them was his penchant for drinking and gambling, well documented, vices that would threaten to consume him whole. Reports of Jordan's extravagant gambling escapades began the stuff of legends, with tales of multi-billion dollar wagers and all-night card games dominating the headlines. Despite his staggering wealth and status, Jordan's insatiable appetite for risk knew no bounds, leading him down a treacherous path fraught with danger. But it wasn't just gambling that gripped Jordan's psyche. Alcohol also played a significant role in his descent into darkness. Stories of Jordan's heavy drinking sessions and wild partying antics became increasingly common, painting a picture of a man teetering on the brink of self-destruction. As Jordan's gambling debts mounted and his drinking spiraled out of control, those closest to him grew increasingly concerned. Friends and family members pleaded with him to seek help, to break free from the grip of addiction before it was too late. But Jordan, consumed by his own hubris and denial, refused to heed these warnings. We've heard many, many stories of Michael Jordan and his gambling and his drinking. We've heard about him getting in with gang members. In fact, his first retirement is still questionable in terms of, did he really retire because he just wanted to walk away from the game of basketball on top? Did he really just want to try baseball as something that he always wanted to do? Some still claim it was a year and a half gambling suspension. In the years that followed his career, we've seen almost every shot of Michael Jordan with either a cigar, a drink, or both in hand. Pictures of him gambling, stories of him gambling on everything, every moment in life, whether it be quarters against the wall, games, shots, we know about the golf games, etc. huge amounts of money. The next phase, and one of the reasons suggested that he took a step away from basketball, was the death of his father. Here's what they wrote about that. In the sweltering heat of South Carolina summer, a tragedy unfolded that would forever haunt one of basketball's most iconic figures, James Jordan, the father of NBA superstar Michael Jordan, set out on a routine road trip in July of 1993, never to return. What followed was a chilling sequence of events that shook the nation and cast a dark shadow over the Jordan family. The journey began innocently enough as James embarked on a solo road trip from North Carolina to Wilmington, where he planned to attend a funeral. Along the way, he made a brief stop at a friend's house in Bennettsville, South Carolina, to catch some rest. Little did he know, this detour would prove to be fateful. It was on that night, July 22nd, 1993, that tragedy struck. James Jordan's car, a red Lexus coupe, gifted to him by son, Michael, was spotted parked on the side of the road near McColl, South Carolina. Concerned locals reported the abandoned vehicle to authorities, setting off a frantic search for its owner. Days turned into weeks, and the nation held its breath as the search for James Jordan intensified. Speculation ran rampant, with theories ranging from a simple disappearance to more sinister motives. Then, on August 3rd, 1993, the grim truth, when James Jordan's body was discovered in a shallow grave in a swampy field. The discovery sent shockwaves through the county, through the country, as the murder of Michael Jordan's father captured the attention of the world. As investigators delved into the circumstances surrounding the crime, a complex web of deceit and betrayal began to unravel. At the center of this investigation was Daniel Green, a local teenager with a troubled past. Green and his accomplice, Larry Demery, were eventually arrested and charged with the murder of James Jordan. Their motive? Some say a botched robbery that spiraled out of control, ending in tragedy. Others say retribution for a gambling debt unpaid. Yet, as the case unfolded, another chilling revelation came to light. Rumors swirled that James Jordan's murder was a targeted act of retaliation, linked to his son's unpaid gambling debts. While these claims were never substantiated, they added a layer of intrigue to an already complex case. In the end, Daniel Green was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison, while Larry Demery struck a deal with prosecutors in exchange for his testimony against his former accomplice. The trial brought closure to the Jordan family, but the scars of their loss would never fully heal. So what do you think? Was it a random act of violence? A failed robbery that turned into murder? Were Jordan's debts really piling up, and this was a way of collecting on those debts? Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know some other true crime sports stories that you'd like to hear. And maybe we'll talk about them here on True Crime Sports. Until next time, now you're more fluent.
This podcast explores graphic and disturbing stories and includes strong language. It therefore may not be suitable for our younger listeners or others who may find it disturbing.
Negative K, nothing further. Just TDK on the corner.